And we're back with Dr. Poulin Sheth, the University of Southern California, and a medical doctor with great qualifications to answer questions and steer us in the right direction here with something I think is pretty exciting. And the medical field does bring us great new developments, and one of those is 3D mammographies. Tell us about that, please.
Sure. So mammography is a digital, for the most part, a digital technology nowadays. In the past, they've been produced on film, similar to when you take a photograph and look at a film versus a digital picture nowadays with digital cameras and phones, where you can post-process the image to make it a little bit more easier to see different types of findings and different types of tissues. Well, the next iteration of that is a technology that's called digital breast tomosynthesis, DBT, or in the vernacular, many refer to it as 3D mammography. What this is, it's an advanced mammogram that takes multiple small images in the breast and then reconstructs those images in layers. So it's analogous to, a chest x-ray versus a CT scan, where it's a chest x-ray, we look at the whole chest, and a CT scan, you can see slices through the chest to see things better, whether it's overlapping tissues or whether there's a hidden mass or other finding in there. And that's what 3D mammography does, or tomosynthesis. It basically allows us a better look through the tissues, and particularly in dense breast tissues. But it's good for screening, for diagnosis. It's good for all types of breast density. And it's a technology that I think is going to be here to stay.
You mentioned dense breast, and maybe I've missed out, but it seems like I've only heard about that maybe in the last year or so. Are we just discovering this, or just being made aware of it?
No, just made aware of it. So this is a good opportunity to talk about what is breast density, and it's gotten a lot of importance in the last, I'd say, about 10 years. We've always known about breast density in mammography, and let me just step back for 1 second. So what is breast density? A woman's breast is mainly composed of fat to various amounts. That's kind of the filler of the breast. But there's also other structures in there, and including the milk ducts, the milk glands. There's fibrous tissue to support the breast and glandular tissue, as I mentioned. And so when we talk about breast density, it's referring to the amount of the fibrous and glandular tissue relative to the fat. And it doesn't necessarily apply to a person's overall body habitus, but a woman's breast may be genetically predetermined, may have more or less amount of fat versus this fibrous and glandular tissue. What that means is twofold from a mammogram standpoint. Number one is there is some recent evidence or studies showing that maybe having increased breast density relative to fat may increase your risk of developing breast cancer, and that's being studied and debated, and we believe that there is support for this, but to the extent of your risk factor is still being debated. Is it a very high risk factor? Is it intermediate, or is it a low? And a lot of it has to do with the way it's defined. More importantly and more practically, having dense breast tissue, which is white on a mammogram, may hide finding a small cancer in the breast, which is also white on a mammogram. So it's you can imagine it's like trying to see the moon when there's a lot of clouds out there versus seeing the moon on a clear, dark night. It doesn't stand out as much. And so it may make it harder to find cancers. And that's what breast density is.
And so do they need if that's your diagnosis or your picture, you need additional screenings, different screenings?
So as many in your audience may be aware, they do get a letter we're required to give a letter according to the Mammography Quality Standards Act to allow a patient to know that the results are normal or abnormal. In the past, we were not informing the patient about their breast density because we thought that was more of a technical issue that is in your official report but not necessarily conveyed to the patient's out of confusion. But now many states through legislation are mandating that patients know that their breasts are dense or not dense, relatively speaking. And there's also recommendations that if your breasts are dense, you may want to have a discussion with your doctor about any supplemental tests that may be beneficial to you. Now, this isn't open-ended, and sometimes there are supplemental tests that can be done if you don't have the 3D mammography, maybe getting the 3D mammography or doing an ultrasound or possibly even an MRI. But those are very specific recommendations in any given patient, very personalized. Maybe if you have other risk factors that might lead you towards one or the other. The issue becomes these are all supplemental tests that may not be covered by your insurance and have to be determined on a case-by-case basis if this will be benefit to you, because MRI and ultrasound in regular average-risk women who we recommend mammography for also are very sensitive, but are not, but also find a lot of things that are normal, and so they may lead to additional tests and additional biopsies that are not warranted unless you're in a high-risk population.
So what's a person to do? We get this information and you say, I can't afford it. Where can we learn more about this whole?
Yes, and that's very good. Thanks for bringing that up. And there's what I strongly recommend is, in addition to talking to your doctor, is there's a resource to steer you to called, it's a website called breastdensity.info, BreastDensity.info, that explains the nuances about breast imaging and cancer detection in women who have dense breasts. What does it mean? What do you recommend? While I have also there's another website I'd like to steer your audience to, which can also explain more about what we discussed about mammograms, breast cancer screening, and dense breasts, called MammographySavesLives.org. That's MammographySavesLives.org.
Well, thank you for this great conversation. Despite all of your degrees and qualifications, you're able to put this down at our level. I appreciate that. You didn't talk over our heads here, but certainly it's something to think about. October, we focus on breast cancer awareness, but more than awareness, I think simply get the mammography.
Yes, I'd like to end by saying thank you for this opportunity, and you're doing a tremendous public service for you and your audience to get this word out that screening does save lives, not just in October, but throughout the year. Be proactive about your health if you're women, and 1% of all breast cancers do occur in men. So men don't get ovarian cancer, women don't get prostate cancer, but both men and women can get breast cancer, and I see several cases a year, and I don't want the men to be ignored in this. So about 4,000 men get diagnosed with breast cancer a year, and about 400 die of that. So it's also important to men to be, even though they don't get screened, to make sure you get evaluated, any lumps or changes in your breast.
Wow. Now, I did not know those statistics, so thank you. That's very important and timely as well. So, Dr. Poulin Sheth, I really appreciate your availability, and it's great information. It's great visiting with you.
Thank you.